Chapter 7. The Laboratory. At the same time, I was doing some interesting studies. I had obtained approval to perform scientific investigations with the bodies and heads of those who died on the scaffold. Sad to say, available subjects were not wanting. Not a day passed but 30 or more people were killed. I never said anything to Solange of my studies. In the beginning, my work had often moved me to tears, but as time wore on, I felt these subjects were for the good of humanity. I hoped to convince the lawmakers to put an end to capital punishment. The cemetery of Clamart had been given to me. All the heads and bodies of the executioner's victims had been placed at my use. In one corner of the burial ground, a small chapel had been converted into a kind of laboratory for my benefit. Every day at 6 in the evening, the bodies arrived piled together in a wagon, the heads in a bag. I would choose some bodies and heads in a careless fashion. The rest were thrown into a common burial site. All through this work with the dead, my love for Solange grew daily, as hers did for me. I had thought often of making her my wife, but in order to become my wife, it would be necessary for Solange to reveal her real name. This name was that of an emigrant, an aristocrat, and meant her death. Her father had repeatedly written to beg her to leave, but instead she told him of our engagement. She had requested his approval. He had happily given it. One day, I, and all of France, learned of the trial and death of Marie Antoinette. The news of this threw me into the deepest sadness. Solange was all tears. We could not rid ourselves of our low spirits, nor the strange feeling of approaching danger that pressed our hearts. I tried to comfort Solange, but could not. We passed that whole night together. Yet, even though we were together, the night weighed heavily on both of our hearts. I now recall a dog, locked up in a room below us, had cried until 2 o'clock in the morning. The next day, we were told that the dog's owner had gone away the day before with the key in his pocket. He had been arrested on the way. He was tried at 3 and killed at 4. The time had come for us to part. Solange's duties at the school began at 9 o'clock in the morning. Her school was close to the Botanic Gardens. I did not want to let her go. She, too, disliked to part from me. I called a carriage. I went with her as far as the Rue des Fosses Saint-Bernard, where I got out and left her to make her way alone. All the way in the carriage, we lay silently wrapped in each other's arms, mixing tears with our kisses.